Welcome to the Kids Art House Cinema. I'm Klaus, and the Art House Cinema is where we discuss the documentaries of the creators and the artists. And here's the host, Angus.
Thanks, Klaus, and welcome back, kids, and thanks for listening as we continue our celebration of Image Comics Month here all month long on Kirby's Kids. And today we are doing a deep dive here in the screening room. We have two videos to watch. One is Eric Larson, How Savage Dragon Started from the Cartoon Art Museum. This came out about 9 years ago when Eric had a full-blown exhibition of his artwork at the Cartoon Art Museum in San Francisco. And that display, that retrospective exhibit, got a lot of press, and Eric was there for the premiere and walked the cameras through all the various different display pieces from that collection, which included a mock-up of Savage Dragon meeting Superman, which he had done as a kid, which actually had hung at his grandmother's house growing up. The other video that I would highly encourage you to take in comes from West Coast Divengers. And so think Dave Vengers. So West Coast Dave Vengers, and the host's name is Dave. And he sat down and chatted with Eric Larson almost for about 2 hours. Covered his career in comics from his beginnings of self-publishing, the graphic fantasy. That was a fanzine, but he was pressing it himself and publishing it. Then through his Marvel and DC stints, and then to his founding of Image Comics with the other founders there. And the continuation and longevity of Savage Dragon. So what were the big takeaways from these, and why are these so important? Well, Eric Larson is a fairly unique creative in the fact that he has been doing the same series from the very beginning, since the founding of Image Comics. Matter of fact, the latest Savage Dragon is Savage Dragon number 269, published March 13th of 2024. And Eric has Savage Dragon planned out through the summer, and there is no stopping him. He continues to publish Savage Dragon. His hands-on approach, the fact that he's been the only one who has headed up the series, is fairly unique, particularly amongst the Image founders. He is the only one whose series has steadily been him and is still being published. Now, Tom McFarlane's Spawn is still being published, but Todd has been known for his collaborations, and he's actually at various different times had, with his oversight, others take over the series. Todd has been very involved in the production of his toy line and other business interests, as where Eric has stayed pretty tried and true, and he currently fulfills the role of chief financial officer, actually, on the board of Image Comics as a founder. Matter of fact, all of the partners hold board positions and are also officers within the company as per how they're set up. So when discussing our first video with Eric Larson, How Savage Dragon Started, Eric delved into his origins of Dragon. And Savage Dragon, before he was called Savage Dragon, was just called Dragon. And the reason he had to change the name to Savage Dragon is he had received a cease and desist order from none other than TSR, the folks who invented Dungeons and Dragons, essentially telling him that we can't have you having a comic book with that name because we have Dragon Magazine, and the public's going to confuse the two. That's pretty ridiculous. But nonetheless, Eric heeded that because he didn't want to go up against a big role-playing game company with the might of TSR, and renamed his comic Savage Dragon. Thought that was a cute little anecdote. His father had a printing press in the house, and that's how he got started printing fanzines. And he really gets into this in the second interview with West Coast Davengers. So what's nice, and I'd recommend you view these in this order for a good overview of Savage Dragon, definitely take in, it's around 10 minutes video of how Savage Dragon started and Eric walking you through the exhibition there at the Cartoon Art Museum in San Francisco. Then delve into the 1 hour and 55 minute, nearly 2 hour interview. And when you delve into that, Eric truly takes you with Dave's guidance here on a tour of his career. Everything from graphic fantasy, and this was his first self-published book, which featured Savage Dragon in it. And then when it was first just called Dragon. And then his father, who was a professor and had this printing press in the house, and he used to print stuff up for his students for classes, handouts, and things of that nature. Well, Eric took it upon himself to learn how to use that printing press and was very quickly in the self-publishing business. Eric grew up in the Bellingham, Washington area and really immersed himself in the local scene as far as comic books were concerned. He then family moved to Albion, California, and he created numerous versions of this dragon character. As a matter of fact, at age 19, Eric self-published, this was the first one, the fanzine called Graphic Fantasy, along with several friends, and featured the character of the dragon. And this comes directly from Eric's Savage Dragon website, this information, which he covers it in this interview. But to give you the highlights, it then led to him doing professional work on a comic book called Megaton. Now, Megaton, when Eric Larson was there, was published by creator, publisher Gary Carlson. Later, Rob Liefeld would also go and work on that book, Megaton. It was here that Eric Larson introduced the dragon, a superpowered superhero, to a larger comic reading masses beyond just his fanzine there of graphic fantasy, and co-created the character Vanguard with Gary Carlson. He, like many other comic book creatives, submitted multiple times his work, his portfolio, to the big two. Well, Eric became acquainted with Jim Shooter, who was then Marvel's editor-in-chief. Eric eventually met with Jim at a convention in Chicago, and Jim was impressed enough with his portfolio that Eric would co-pilot a story with him, co-plot a story with him there at the convention. That story was an epic battle between the Hulk and Thor, and although it wasn't actually published until years later, it actually did impress a variety of editors enough to get Eric Larson some more high-profile work in comic books. Eric jumped around various books at this part, early start of his career. He did an Amazing Spider-Man fill-in story at Marvel, a few issues of DNA Agents for Eclipse. He eventually took over the art chores, DC's Doom Patrol. After a year of working on Doom Patrol, Eric left DC, moved to The Punisher at Marvel, but it was not quite the right fit. So when Eric's proposal to write and draw a Nova serial for Marvel Comics Presents was given the green light, he then left Punisher. The powers that be, however, had other plans for Nova, and Eric's story didn't exactly fit in. So he ended up taking on an Excalibur serial to draw for Marvel Comics Presents. and he had to still wait. Now, when Todd McFarlane left his art duties on The Amazing Spider-Man, Eric Larson was chosen to be his successor. This was his big break. That run was extremely well received and included popular stories like The Return of the Sinister Six, The Cosmic Spider-Man, and The Powerless Spider-Man. Although he was comfortable with his position as The Amazing Spider-Man penciler, he was frustrated drawing other people's stories. Larson found at the time he had a desire to write, and that got really, really stronger. And he would eventually, along with creators Rob Liefeld, Jim Valentino, they had a dinner with Malibu Comics editor-in-chief Dave Ulbrich. Malibu, small but established publishing company, sympathetic to creator ownership, and Ulbrich expressed interest in publishing comics created by them, not Marvel properties, but originals by them. These three, and several other popular freelance illustrators who worked for Marvel Comics, frustrated by the company's work-for-hire policies and practices, which they felt insufficiently reward them for all of their work. So, in 1992, Larson helped found a new comic book imprint called Image at Malibu Comics. Okay. So Malibu would end up doing the physical publishing, while Image would end up being the creative entity there, where every one of those comic book creators would own their own intellectual property. There, alongside creators Todd McFarlane, Rob Liefeld, Jim Lee, Mark Silvestri, Wills Portacio, Jim Valentino, Image split off from Malibu, and in 1993 established itself as the third largest comic book publisher in the United States, and the rest, as they say, is history. Savage Dragon now is the longest running single creative endeavor that Image has. Again, Spawn's still being published, but there have been others who have dabbled in the Spawn world. Eric still maintains Savage Dragon is publishing it to this day. This is an amazing story, and what's great about it is that Dave of West Coast Davengers goes into Eric's childhood all the way up through modern day, covering Savage Dragon, Image, Spider-Man, his relationship with Todd McFarlane, working on Spawn with Todd, and then a crossover vision with Savage Dragon. This is all great stuff. And of course, is in celebration of Image Comics Month and our graphic novel of the month, which is our Savage Dragon collection. So please take the time to take in these two videos, because this is a fantastic celebration of one of the prime movers and creatives in Image Comics history.